Okay, Danny, it's obviously an extremely disappointing afternoon for you.
It's a very frustrating afternoon. In terms of, I thought the game was pretty even in the first half. I thought conditions had a big part to play in terms of the way that we want to play the second half. Perhaps we've got to look at that and look to maybe try and bend a wee bit. But what I thought, and what normally, you know, a Peterhead team does, you know, I thought they were excellent in the way that they went about their business the second half and got about us. You know, they never gave us a minute. I thought their pressing was absolutely fantastic for their point of view. And we just couldn't find our rhythm at all, you know, first, second balls. And we're in here very disappointed at the levels which we reached against Partick Thistle, but it's a totally new, different game, totally different conditions. And it's something that we've got to learn very, very quickly and how to play and how to cope with that. You know, and young boys coming in, I've got to learn that, you know, there's certain ways that you've got to earn the right for a game of football. It's not just the stage of where you have the ball, we'll have it, you know, you've got to earn that. And I thought that they stopped it, we were very good at. So we didn't handle that. So, you know, I've got no qualms in the second half about the scoreline, you know, and then taking the 3 points. I don't have a qualm with that because I thought they thoroughly deserved it. But we have to do is, and it's something, you know, in my time as manager here, that it's something that we've not done particularly well against Peterhead. We know it's coming, and it's something that we've got to have a stronger mentality to deal with.
It's backing up a good result, isn't it? I know you spoke about that before.
Yeah, listen, I won't make any, you know, the boys are, as I say, that was a solid start to the season prior to today's game. You know, we you could look at, as you start to dig into things here, you could look at and say, no getting the game last week being called off, you know, puts you off rhythm a bit. But, you know, we see them in training, we see how lively they are, you know, and it didn't certainly seem that. But today, we just looked a shadow of ourselves, particularly in the second half. I thought the first half, they tried to do the right things. But I think conditions played a massive part in that today. And the conditions certainly suited a hungrier Peterhead side, which is disappointing to say. And I think coming off the back of that, you know, as much as we waited for that game to come today, you know, not playing last week, we've only got a 2 or 3 day period until we go again on Tuesday evening, you know, against Dumbarton. So it's a very good one to try and bounce back from. And what we certainly have to do is go and recover well, go and think about the good things and get ready, you know, for which is going to be a very, very similar game probably. And, you know, I don't think it takes rocket science for anybody to come and watch Clyde or to look at us and know what we're good at, you know, and how are they going to counteract that. They're going to get in your faces, but we've got to be prepared to match that, and we've got to welcome that pressure and not to forget to play our football.